everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by CHL TV. Things are heating up around the Ontario Hockey League. Check out the action every night on CHL TV. Coming up on this week's show, we'll hear from two members of Team Canada from the recent World Junior Hockey Championship. They're back in the OHL, but still basking in the glory of winning gold at the World Juniors. That in a moment, but first, this week's Cogeco OHL Player of the Week is Bryce McConnell-Barker of the Sioux Greyhounds. He picked up 4 goals and 4 assists for 8 points last week and was a +4. The 18-year-old, who hails from London, was a third-round pick of the New York Rangers last summer after scoring 23 goals and 49 points in a full 68-game campaign as a rookie with the Greyhounds last season. McConnell-Barker originally chosen by the Hounds fourth overall in the 2020 OHL Priority Selection. Meantime, a player chosen 7th overall in the 2019 Priority Selection was Ben Gaudreau of the Sarnia Sting. He was among the goaltending tandem for Team Canada at the recently wrapped-up World Junior Hockey Championship. Ethan Del Mastro was on defense for Team Canada, now a member of the Sarnia Sting as well. I caught up with both of them this week, and we chatted about the aftermath of winning gold at the World Juniors.
It was really special. We had a great group of guys there, and to be able to share that with Tanger and now Del, something that I think all three of us can bring stuff back to Sarnia, and hopefully going into the playoffs will help out quite a bit.
Ethan, you know, just you look at that whole experience. You've had a few days to digest it. You hear from people, you know, seeing you back in, around this area. What comes to mind?
Yeah, no, obviously some exciting times. You know, you go out there and not really know what too much to expect when you go out to camp, and then obviously this being my second tournament, it was really exciting to kind of go back to back with a great group of guys, and a lot of those guys were on the team the first tournament in the summer, so it was pretty special to kind of experience that with them, and then getting back here a little bit of a whirlwind, but obviously Benny was pretty hard on me out there and getting me over here, so it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. A little recruiting maybe going on.
Yeah, for sure.
Take me. You did the summer one. You did this one. I've got to think that was completely night and day when it comes to the crowds and everything like that. I've been to Halifax for a few events. I know that rink gets pretty loud and they get into it. I'm sure, you know, while gold is awesome either time, I would think that one in Halifax was really special.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like you said, the August one's obviously really special, but it's obviously not the same, you know, when it's not in December and you're not starting on Boxing Day like we were. So, and the fans are unreal. That building was rocking every single night, no matter what team we were playing and what the game was like, they were always cheering, so it was pretty awesome.
Ben, could you even hear that place rumbling, like when you guys are in the room, for example, and stuff like that? Because I know I've heard teams years ago, I remember a team came in and said, that's the loudest rink I've ever heard. What was it like when you guys were even like underneath and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, we were waiting for, like, if there was another game on and stuff, and I think a few of them went to overtime in the last few, so we kind of sat down there, you could almost hear when a team scored, even though it wasn't Canada. The fans were good for everybody, and they were nice and loud the entire tournament, and you could hear it pretty much wherever you were.
All right, take me through. The overtime goal happens to win gold. Is everything else a blur after that?
Yeah, I think for sure. I mean, I'm sure Doug could talk about it too.
I mean, same for me.
It was quick. Like we were basically on the plane the second we got back to the hotel and gone. So I think that's the best way to describe it. It was nice and quick, and I mean, we shared some laughs and shared the trophy around the room for a little bit, but. We had like a little family get together, which was nice as well, that Hockey Canada put on, and then we were back in Sarnia. way to put it.
It moves pretty quick. Yeah. You know, Ethan, I'm sure the same thing. It's like, you know, whether guys were on the ice or jumping over the boards, the gloves are off, the sticks are gone. Next thing you know, probably from then till, as I said, the next morning is probably just a blur because there's just so much going on.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, you got a little bit of nerves when you're watching overtime, and then once you score, it kind of all just lets free, and you got so much emotions rocking you, but it's pretty hard to get on the ice when you have pretty much everyone trying to jump the bench. And
I mean, one big line change.
Yeah, a video went viral of one of our buddies. He's pretty much standing on top of the boards, and it was pretty funny.
Because Mateer almost went over.
Yeah, no, he was almost falling on his face, but it's just a whirlwind of kind of emotions. Then right after you win, it's you know, right back to the hotel, and then you're off. So it's a big turnaround. Then for me, even, you know, obviously getting traded, it's another big turnaround, kind of getting everything set and to come out to Sarnia. So yeah, it's been a crazy time.
Benny, there was a couple of overtime games in there as a goalie trying to get off the bench. You're just like, okay, get me through the door if I have to.
No, Shaner and I were the last two on the bench, and I kind of looked at him in motion like, you got to go because I can't get out of here. I'm kind of stuck. So he jumped over, and then I was able to kind of run around the door there a little bit and get out there too. But no, I mean, it's a lot of fun. I mean, to have that chance for us to win a gold in overtime is pretty special, and it was a lot of fun.
I saw a picture. I'm sure that once things, I think it looked like once things settled down, you and Al Letang kind of had a couple moments to be able to kind of have a little chat, take a picture, because I'm sure in the moment it's all, it's pretty hectic, but it looked like I saw a picture of you two. Looked like probably nice to have a little moment, because you two have obviously built a bond here in Sarnia.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, like I said earlier, I think it's being able to do it with Dell now too, and Alan, I mean, I think it's huge for this franchise, and I think it can really help us out going forward this year.
Ethan, this group goes back to, you know, Texas, that under 18 as well. And I'm sure, you know, tell me about just this group. You know, when you guys move on in your hockey careers, no matter where you cross paths, you're going to be able to talk about this tournament, the Texas under 18s, you name it. I'm sure it's a pretty special group.
No, for sure. Like you said, you know, it starts with U18 and then starts with U17. You even build a little bit of a bond. So it's kind of working your way up. And then, you know, to be successful at all those levels and win gold, it's pretty special. And you know, obviously you'll have those friendships with those guys forever, and hopefully you know, play them in the future in your career. So it's exciting though.
Ethan, as you went through that tournament, did you guys feel, you know, felt things were just continuing to build as you went on throughout that tournament?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, we kind of had a rough first game, and everyone was kind of in a little bit of panic. But I think kind of in our room, it was actually quite calm. I think we knew what we had to do and knew what to fix. And from then on, we kind of just went on a little bit of a roll, and it just kept building up after every game.
Ben, you and Thomas Miller, you've been together before with the under-18s as well. I've got to think that makes it nice as a goaltending pair that you two, you know, it's one, you're here in the O, he's out west, but you've already worked together.
Yeah, no, 100%. We're pretty close. I mean, my one guy that I kind of train with in North Bay in the summer and work a hockey camp with is actually his assistant coach in Seattle. So having that relationship, it's brought us pretty close as well. And then, like you said, playing together for a couple tournaments now, and being high-stress tournaments, you lean on your goalie partner quite a bit. So I think both of us have had a chance to kind of be the starting guy for each tournament. And yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun playing with him, and I know we both support each other a lot.
That was Ben Gaudreau and Ethan Del Mastro of the Sarnia Sting, members of Team Canada for the World Junior Hockey Championship. Here's a look at this week's Kia CHL Top 10 rankings. The Winnipeg Ice of the Western Hockey League continues to lead the way. Top representation from the Ontario Hockey League starts with the Ottawa 67s at number 4, the London Knights at 6, the North Bay Battalion coming in at number 9, and this week getting an honorable mention, the Peterborough Petes. That's going to do it for our show this week. You have been listening to OHL News, presented by CHL TV. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.